everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with my friend John Couch, John engineering and producing our show. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Tuesday, the 24th of August, 2021. We're in our 11th year on the radio in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. The radio station is 1030. Tucson's voice for trusted news talk, the call letters, KVOI, The Voice. We have our worldwide live listening on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we piggyback the live feed from kvoi.com. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Let's go now on the live line to the mayor of the city of Marana, Mayor Ed Honey, who is the longest serving elected official in Pima County. Mayor Honey, how are you?
Well, I'm also old, Bill. I'm doing fine. Hope you are doing well.
I'm doing very well. Did you get any rain up in Marana this season?
We have had, varying from where I live in the far north part of Marana, about 8 inches, to the Continental Ranch area at 10 or 11.
Wow.
So we have had a lot of water.
You recently gave your State of the Town address. Is the State of the Town sound in Marana?
Marana is really doing well, Bill. I mean, we did 1,067 new single-family houses last year. That averages out to 89 a month. We have new businesses moving into the community. The PVB manufacturing is moving on Tangerine and the freeway, and they're going to have 120 employees and getting a new Holiday Inn hotel at Cortero and the freeway on the east side. And people are moving here, and businesses are moving here as well. So we have actually been blessed and have been doing quite well.
When one of our listeners heard that you would be my guest, they're very curious to hear your response about Gladden Farms and why there are not more retailers in the area. This particular individual is pointing out that other than some convenience stores, they have to travel quite a distance if they're in the Gladden Farms area. Could you talk about that a little bit?
I live right next to Gladden Farms. I'm very aware. But we had a Fry's going in at the Gladden Farms area when the neighborhood was starting to be built. And then with a lot of the changes anymore, they're not building a lot of big walk-in groceries anymore. So Fry's pulled out of that project. They had another one up toward Catalina, and they pulled out of it as well. But kind of the new thing now is Dollar Generals and Family Dollar or Dollar Tree and that kind of stuff. Carries about 75% of what a small grocery would carry, and they're popping up all over the place. We have a couple of them out here in North Marana, close to Gladden. But we're trying to get a grocery store. We've tried to make deals with them and giving them every legal break we can, and eventually we will, but I understand. Like I said, I live right next to Gladden Farms, and it's going to be a while before we get a full grocery.
Sounds like you're saying that the grocery business has changed dramatically since the pandemic about groceries on demand and being delivered.
It is, and I mean, we have a Walmart and four Fry's shopping centers in Marana. And all of them have programs to where you can put a credit card on record, maintain a list with them, and you add to that list during the week. And if on Wednesday you want your groceries delivered, you give them the okay, that's my order for the week. And a couple hours later, somebody shows up at your house. And that kind of stuff is becoming quite common. And, you know, for younger people, a lot of them were both members of the house, adult members work. That has worked pretty well. I would say for an older demographic that like to shake the head of lettuce or whatever.
That's me.
Yeah, me too. That is it, you know. So I don't think you're going to see big groceries popping up on every street corner. In fact, I think you might start seeing less, that some of them will actually shut down because they can do enough business online. I have a Dollar General and a Family Dollar within about 30 minutes walking from my house, and I can get a large amount of what I need. They don't have meat counters, and they may not have as big a produce department, but other than that, they carry almost everything.
What is the future of Marana? I mean, are you almost overbuilt now, or is there any more room to build homes?
We are growing so fast that it's going crazy. No, we're not overbuilt. We are 52,000 in the last census that just came out. And we have enough properties already designated for about 250,000 people.
What? 200 and now, does some of that play with the play into this thing with the cutoff and CAP water coming to some of the cotton farmers? Maybe they're just deciding they're going to sell their property in Marana.
Well, a lot of them have, and I'll tell you a little bit about water. People say, "Oh, you're building all those houses and you're using water."
Yeah.
The average cotton crop uses about 5 acre-feet of water a year.
Hmm.
You can build 4 houses on that acre, which is kind of the common denominator now, and they use 1 acre-foot.
Wow.
So by switching from farming to housing, you're only using 20% of the water.
Hmm.
So a lot of people think, oh, you're building all those houses and using a lot of water. If you're retiring farmland, you're using way less water.
Yeah, and that is the knock. People see all these homes going up and say, this is just not sustainable. But you're saying when comparing it to the farming, it is.
Yeah, if it was all housing, you would be using 20-25% of the water you were using as farming.
Hmm. What about the RTA? This is the big question. What future does it have with the renewal coming up within 5 years?
I'm a big RTA supporter, and I think it's been a great program. I mean, even in Marana, we built the Ina Road Interchange, the Twin Peaks Interchange, Tangerine Road, as projects that benefit the community but also benefit our community. I am hoping the RTA will do another 20 years. We have a big disagreement with what the RTA is going to look like. And in all honesty, the city wants a much differing program than we have already. And the one we have already has been extremely successful. And I'm not a big guy for change. I don't care if the city gets the majority of the projects. They should. They're half the people in Pima County.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't want to start patching potholes with RTA money. I want to build roads and interchanges and hawk signals to keep our kids safe and sidewalks to keep people safe along roadways. And RTA was set up for capital improvements, not so much for O&M procedures.
But we have to work this out with the city of Tucson, or this will be a huge roadblock.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're talking. We talk all the time, all of us. And, you know, I am hoping that the city will move some from what they're asking for, and maybe we can move a little bit too. And maybe we can get to an area to where we can agree and move forward. That is certainly my hope.
All right, Mayor Ed Honey, who has been the mayor for, what, 22 years now?
Well, I've been the mayor about 20 years, but I've been on the council for 34.
What was that? 34 years?
Yeah.
Wow. And you're a one-time letter carrier. You gave up that career.
Well, I did that for 30 years.
Yeah. Wow.
And that letter carriers, are their jobs are really changing in the new world as well. So anyway, but Marana's doing quite well, Bill. Thank you for asking. And I'm available to homeowners groups or civic or social groups if they'd like to talk about Marana and our endeavors in the future.
All right. Just give the city of Marana a call, and then they'll book you for a speaking engagement. Mayor Ed Honey, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Have a good day.
You too. All right. Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday afternoon in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Shelley Fishman is with me. Very important day for Shelley. We'll tell you why it's a thumbs-up day. That's coming up right after this. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 15 years of project delivery to the greater Tucson region. As promised, the RTA has delivered nearly 900 projects from its 20-year 2006 voter-approved regional transportation plan, which is funded by a half-cent RTA tax. The RTA is committed to deliver the remaining plan projects. Learn more about the RTA's economic benefits at rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Why is mining so important? It's the foundation of everything that defines a society. Everything you see is a product of mining. No matter when, no matter how, no matter why, every society on this planet has developed, grown, and modernized based solely on the minerals it could process. That, my friend, is why mining is so important.
Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
This is Bill Buckmaster urging my listeners to join me in becoming a member of the Reed Park Zoo, one of America's top zoos and home to more than 300 animals from all over the world. When you become a zoo member, you receive free daytime admission, discounts on special events and education programs, and so much more. Find out more about zoo membership and everything you need to know about your zoo visit, reedparkzoo.org.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Shelley Fishman is a financial consultant in private practice in Tucson, Arizona. The views expressed during this segment are his own and don't necessarily represent those of this station or of Bill Buckmaster Communications. Contact Shelley through buckmastershow.com or at shelleyfishman.com.
And And as a special birthday present for Shelly Fishman, the markets are reacting very well. They're giving you, they're doing it for you, man.
I'm taking credit. Why not?
Happy birthday, Shell.
Thank you, Bill.
We are having a pretty good day on the Wall Street scene. So what's going on?
So the S&P is at record highs. The Dow is close to that. The NASDAQ is at record highs. What we have is this volatility up and down and up and down and up and down. I can't tell you why yesterday and today were good days and last week had some really terrible days. There is no logic behind this except that the market is optimistic about the future of this economy and wants to move higher.
The infrastructure plan, you talked about it a bit last week.
Yeah, I made a math error and I'm going to apologize. So it doesn't change the substance of what I was saying. It just
the tenor of your conversation.
It just changes the decimal point. If this whole thing goes through for $3.5 trillion over 10 years, I had said that's a 0.1% each year. It's a 1%, not a 0.1%, 1% contribution to the GDP in each of the 10 years, assuming it were spread out equally. It's still not a lot of impact on the total GDP. And so people who say, well, this is going to cause tremendous amounts of inflation are just, you know, talking nonsense.
So it is, it's still a substantial amount of money.
It's a lot of money, yeah. But again, it's spread out. Yeah. And we will have about a $34 or $35 trillion economy by 2031. And so if we put over 10 years, you know, $3.4, $3.5 trillion into that over 10 years, you're really talking about 1% a year on average.
Let's talk a little bit about strategy for investors in an environment where we're at these record levels. So what is the strategy that you would recommend?
Well, it depends on the investor. It's always for the individual. Mm-hmm. But if we were to group individuals who have, you know, a medium appetite for risk, if you're in your 20s or 30s or early 40s, you know, get a plan that you feel comfortable with and stick with it. Because history shows that if you're 70 or 80% invested in risky assets, and by risky assets, I mean equities, I mean stocks, you're going to do fine over time. You're going to do around 12% a year. And if you really pick the stocks brilliantly, you could even do better than that. That said, you're going to have to live through periods of volatility, and you're going to have a stomach for that. So if you've got an investment, I mean, the first thing you do is if you're working for a company that offers a 401k, max it out. Then if you're still allowed to invest in an IRA and you've got the cash to do it, max it out. Then if you're also, you know, willing or able to invest more money in the markets towards your retirement, you should do that. Do it carefully, but make sure that you have a plan that keeps your investments on track in terms of the amount of risky assets you want to include in your portfolio as opposed to safer assets. Now, if you're in your 50s and 60s, and it might be that you need to use some of that money, you know, in the foreseeable future, then the last thing you want to be is in a position where you're using money when the market turns down. So there are some strategies that you can employ that allow you to put your risky assets in certain products and your risk-free or less risky assets in more liquid products. And what I'm talking about here is the use of annuities, both variable annuities and or index annuities, that guarantee you a certain amount of income from those annuities that can't go down, can go up, can't go down, once you start taking income. Now, you say, well, that sounds too good to be true. It's not. You pay for it. You know, the average cost to you for, let's say, a variable annuity is going to be north of 3% a year. You're going to pay a point for the annuity itself. You're going to pay a point for the underlying mutual funds that are invested in. And you're going to pay about a point for the rider that guarantees you a certain amount of income once you start taking it for the rest of your life. Now, the good news is you can get a raise if the markets do real well. The better news is they don't go down. Mm. Once you've locked in a certain amount of income, it can't go down. So that's the place to be risky. So, you know, if you've got IRAs or 401ks or other investments, you can put your risk-averse investments in those portfolios and put your riskier investments, to the extent that you're allowed to by the annuity company, by the insurance company that runs the annuity, you make that as risky as you can. And that is a way of locking in income and sleeping at night, knowing that, yeah, I might have a high risk, a set of high risk investments, but those high risk investments don't have a downside, only an upside.
What is an annuity?
Okay, an annuity, how long do we have? So annuities come in several flavors. The fixed annuities, the immediate annuities, is not what I'm talking about here. That's where you take a chunk of money and you start taking the money right away, and they tell you exactly how much you're going to get for the rest of your life. Not what we're talking about here. The variable annuities are annuities that invest your money in an underlying portfolio of mutual funds. And along with that investment, they offer riders that guarantee that at a certain point in time, you can begin to take a fixed amount of income based upon a percentage of that investment. And in some cases, these annuities will lock in increases and not allow the principal amounts in the annuities to go down. There are index annuities that are based not on mutual funds, but on some of the indexes that measure the markets. And these typically will, from year to year, if the index goes down, it locks in at the previous year. If the index goes up, it locks in at the higher amount. And you buy riders that allow you to begin to take lifetime income based upon where those lock-ins have occurred. Now, these products, Bill, have a lot of moving parts, and they pay the salesperson who sells them to you a very good commission.
Mm.
So you have to know and trust the person you're buying an annuity from. It's the most important thing that you can do is make sure that you understand all the moving parts. These strategies can be very, very lucrative and make you feel good about your investments and good about your retirement once you start taking income from them. But, you know, I can't say strongly enough how careful you have to be. You must get a prospectus on the product that you're looking at. You must get it in writing. You must understand all of the details and be not afraid to question the advisor who is selling you this stuff in great detail. And any questions that you have, you must be absolutely clear about their answers before you invest. Then once you do, you're probably going to be in good shape. But I, as an advisor, have sat there and had clients tell me about people who have sat in front of them and sold them products and told them that they can't even give them a written prospectus.
No written prospectus.
Nothing written. We don't have
you
a written prospectus.
Have something in
Believe me, it's going to be fine. Well, you know, trust me is not a strategy.
No. But are they tied to the insurance industry, the annuities?
They're sold by the insurance industry.
Okay.
They are not necessarily tied to the health of the insurance business. And I will tell you, since the Great Depression, I don't know of any major provider of annuities that has not delivered on their promises. In other words, there have been some companies that have gotten into trouble and they've merged with other companies. The insurance departments in each of the states will provide guarantees that what you buy from an insurance company is going to be as good as what they have sold you. In many cases, when you get a prospectus from an insurance company, whether it be an annuity or an insurance policy or something along that line, they will give you a minimum appraisal of what your investment might result in, a maximum and a guaranteed. Ignore the minimum, ignore the maximum. The guaranteed page is the only one you want to pay any attention to whatsoever, because that's guaranteed by the insurance company and backed up by the state.
Mm. The mix of 30% stocks and 70% or maybe 60% equities and then cash, is that still kind of a standard?
It's a standard for those of us who are old enough to be in retirement or near retirement.
Uh-huh.
That is overly conservative if you're mm-hmm. in your 40s.
Right.
So you want to flip that mm-hmm. if you're younger and be 70% risk or stocks mm-hmm. and about 30% fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get older, you can...
Cash, too. You want some cash.
Well, you want some cash, especially in times of volatility, because you may want to be able to take advantage of some downsides. But again, do this with trusted advisors. Don't try to do it on your own. It's better to give up some upside, I think, than to be overly risky and go for the grand prize and then lose money that you can't afford to lose.
All right, Shelley Fishman, always a pleasure. Happy birthday.
And thank you,
next week I'll be away, so you're going to redo the show you did with the mayor. I've only got a couple of quick seconds. Give me 10 seconds the overview of that show.
So that was about the responsibility that that municipalities have to companies in terms of infrastructure and support. We always hear about the responsibility that the companies have, but this is the responsibility municipalities have. It's a great show.
All right. Thanks, Shel.
CBS News Brief. The Biden administration says that during a meeting today with G7 leaders, President Biden conveyed that the mission in Kabul will end based on the achievement of objectives. He reiterated that the U.S. is on pace to finish in 1 week by August 31st. It's something the Taliban says needs to happen, as our Roxana Sabir reports from Qatar.
Taliban spokesman Suhail Shaheen told us the August 31st deadline is a red line.
It is a violation of the commitment that President Biden has made.
Charlie Watts has died. The Rolling Stones drummer started with the band back in 1963. He was 80 years old. Vice President Harris and her delegation delayed their departure from Singapore to Hanoi, Vietnam today after they were made aware of a health incident in Hanoi. CBS News has learned it's consistent with cases of Havana syndrome, first reported in 2016. CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com.
Have you ever imagined how your life would be without the modern conveniences you rely on every day? Everything you need depends entirely on products produced from mining. Without mining, think Stone Age. Your work commute might be a bit slower, but you could still have social media. Bathing shouldn't be a problem, but it won't be in a tub. So unless you're a caveman, you can see everything that enriches your life depends on the many miracles from mining. Brought to you by the Southern Arizona Business Coalition.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Are you searching for a sumptuous suite on the Italian Riviera, an exploration of the mighty Mississippi, or an indulgent spa in Cancun? Bon Voyage Travel will help you find exactly the vacation you're looking for anywhere in the world. With many cruises setting sail in over 1,100 hotels and resorts to choose from with our exclusive benefits, Bon Voyage Travel's experienced advisors are here to guide you every step of the way. Visit bvtravel.com or call 797-1110.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery in Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. We are in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. Green Things, our go-to place for all your beautiful fall plantings. 3384 East River Road by the Rito River, 51st year at Green Things. They are open daily, and they have a beautiful 13-acre site that is available for you to pick out just about anything you could imagine for your garden and your home with all that wonderful merchandise at Zocalo Village, some beautiful handcrafted items from Mexico, Latin America, and Europe. Let me give you a couple of websites, greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com. Our live line is presented by Rincon Ventures, Real Estate and Property Management. Speaking of our live line, let's go now on the live line. University of Arizona President Robert Robbins with us. Dr. Robbins, how are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. It's good to hear your voice and good to be with you.
Yes, good to reconnect with you. What a big week this is at the University of Arizona. Begin with the safety protocols that are in place for students, faculty, and folks that are visiting the University of Arizona.
Well, you know, I think we did a great job last year, even before we had the vaccine, of getting through the year, and we were able to hold our commencement ceremonies in person. We did about 19 separate commencement ceremonies with a few family and friends with each graduate being able to attend. But this year, we're going full speed ahead, all classes in person, and to mitigate COVID, because this Delta variant, Bill, is very it's more contagious than the original strain of COVID. So even though we have the vaccine in place, there have been breakthrough infections. And so what we've asked is everyone please get vaccinated. Of course, we're not mandating it because we're giving people choice. But I'm strongly encouraging everyone, unless they've got some medical or religious reason why they don't want to get the vaccine, we all need to try to get vaccinated. It's the only way we're going to stop these mutations of this virus. Indoors, we're requiring masks if you're in a situation where you can't adequately and continuously maintain a 6-foot social distancing between other people. And then, of course, we're going to be using testing as we see outbreaks, much as we did last year before we had the vaccine. And, of course, Dr. Ian Pepper is world-renowned in the use of wastewater-based epidemiology to help us identify buildings, because, Bill, the COVID-19 virus has shed in the GI tract most times before there are even any symptoms. So we can get a read out of the wastewater coming out of a building and know that there's someone in that building with COVID. So we go in and we test everyone. So those are the things that we're doing where we've got MERS filters throughout all of our buildings and classrooms, CO2 monitors that help us understand airflow, and strict cleaning. It's like when you fly in the airplanes, you know, they clean down every airplane between flights. So we're doing everything we can to try to engage all of our community and visitors who come to the campus and educate them about what we're trying to do to prevent this nasty, nasty virus from being spread.
Give us a rough overview on what your take is on how many students, or what percent, what are we talking about percentage-wise, students who have taken advantage of the vaccine, and also about faculty and staff?
Yeah, you know, Bill, I can't ask those questions. It's one of the most frustrating things about my job. I can't ask anybody, are you vaccinated or not?
Right.
Even anonymously. But what we've asked people to do is to voluntarily download their proof of vaccine into a database. And I think the last I looked, we're over 50% of the students, and about the same as the faculty. The faculty was lagging behind. I'm guessing that we're probably at about 90% faculty and staff, maybe 80 to 90% faculty and staff who've been vaccinated, but just haven't uploaded their card into our database, which is the only way we know. But the students have been very good about it. I think we may be even pushing 60%, and I think the number is even higher than that. What we had hoped for was about 70% to get that so-called herd immunity, but now with this Delta variant, we're shooting for more like 85 to 90% of people in our community getting vaccinated.
How about your sister institutions in the Pac-12? Any with mandates for students and faculty?
Oh yeah, all the UC system. I mean, you can't go to campus at UCLA or Berkeley or Irvine or San Diego or Santa Cruz. I mean, you can't go to school unless you have a vaccine.
Would that have been your choice?
Yeah, I think it would have been my choice. I think it's a good public health practice, because that's the only way, Bill, we're going to stop this thing. Because this virus will continue to find people who are not vaccinated. If the virus comes to anybody who's vaccinated, then the antibodies will just destroy it and kill it. And if everybody was vaccinated, then this thing would be like smallpox or, you know, polio or whatever. It would just kind of go away, or at least be dormant. So it would have been my choice, but I also believe in giving people the freedom to choose. And I think, you know, if we had just mandated, even in the UC system and Stanford and other places, Oregon State, who've mandated it, there are always exemptions. There are always medical exemptions. There are always religious exemptions that we have to honor. And I certainly would agree with that. But that's going to be a small percentage. And if we could get to that 90% level of vaccinations, then, you know, we wouldn't have to do all these other things. And the other thing, Bill, I wanted to point out is that, you know, our local hospitals, I mean, if you look across the country, we're doing a lot better. I think we're 21st in the country. California is a little bit better than us in terms of number of cases. But we're getting better. And in Pima County, we're certainly better shaped than Maricopa County. But my home state of Mississippi has got the highest rate of infection, because so many people there are not vaccinated. And there is no ICU bed in the state of Mississippi. They're all being occupied. So that means people aren't getting much needed elective heart surgery, or people are not getting the cancer screening they need. So this is a real mess. And Unfortunately, I thought we were past this.
Yeah, me too.
I did not see this Delta being as virulent as it's turned out to be. But here we are, and I think, you know, the good news is that if you're vaccinated, you won't get as sick. You won't have to go to the hospital, and, you know, God forbid, you won't die if you're vaccinated. If you're not, I mean, we're now starting to see this Delta variant in younger children. And so, you know, in Pima County, I think we are over that 90% of 65 and older that have been vaccinated. But and they're the most vulnerable population. Now I'm concerned about our children. And how many children we can get vaccinated, because now in the original strain of COVID-19, we hardly ever saw any children in the hospital. But this Delta variant is really getting children, and the pediatric ICUs are filling up.
Yeah, one important item that came out of my interview with Dr. Cullen, who was my Friday Focus interview, the Pima County Health Director, is despite some of the scary headlines, she was saying that in Pima County, the breakthrough cases are basically 1 in 500, Dr. Robbins.
Right, that's right.
Yeah, that's an important number that is not getting out in the news media.
Yeah, I agree with that. And of course, Dr. Cullen is just fantastic. And, you know, we at the university have a great, great working relationship with the county health department. And we have a great relationship with our state, Arizona Health Department. And so I'm just so appreciative for Dr. Cullen's leadership and all that she's done. But that is an important thing to point out. The breakthrough cases can occur, but they are rare. But I've seen them up close and personal. And people that I know have gotten sick, but not sick enough to have to go to the hospital. The issue is they can still transmit to others. That's why, regardless of your vaccination status, you should get tested when you're going to important events, and you really should keep your face covered until we get out of this, you know, Delta variant. And I think, you know, Dr. Cullen knows much more about this than me, but certainly the Lambda and the Epsilon variants are coming. The good news is that so far, even with the Delta variant, the vaccine is doing its job.
All right, we will pause right here. Dr. Robbins, stick around. We'll take our break. More with the president of the University of Arizona, Robert Robbins. Be right back.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Tucson's original gastropub, Noble Hops in Oro Valley, proudly announces a second Tucson area location where you'll enjoy locally brewed craft beer and gastropub fine fare. Order in or take out at Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and now at the Doubletree Hotel on Alvernon across from Tucson's Reed Park. More on the web at noblehops.com.
MedCare to You is a new Tucson-based concierge telemedicine urgent care, specializing in caring for our patients in the comfort of your location. We deliver your prescriptions and even provide in-person visits with our dedicated staff. It's convenient, quick, private, and your personal information is always protected. Find out more at MedCareToYouAZ.com.
When the public weighed in on the first draft of the Regional Transportation Authority Plan, the RTA responded by revising the final plan before voter approval in 2006. The RTA is preparing for a new plan for voter consideration by June 2026 and invites your input on regional transportation priorities. A draft plan will be presented for further public review. Submit your input or learn more at rtanext.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pam Krim, CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, where we set the standards for marketplace trust by engaging with and educating consumers and businesses. The BBB is the place to turn for objective and unbiased information on businesses. Learn more about the many services offered by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona at bbb.org/Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. What a great time of year to take a road trip. About a three-hour drive over to Silver City, you will enjoy a beautiful and very green Gila National Wilderness. Great time to do some hiking. You can find out about all the activities by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. All about things to do and places to stay, and there's some great places to stay over in a beautiful area of the Land of Enchantment. We continue now on our live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management, our conversation with University of Arizona President Robert Robbins. A week or so ago, we had Fred Duvall, the chairman-elect of the Arizona Board of Regents, Dr. Robbins, and he was talking about the devastating impact on our three universities of this pandemic. I know the pandemic cost to the U of A and the athletic departments about $26 million. What about the overall institution? What kind of a hit have you taken?
Yeah, I think, the athletic department got hit really hard because, of course, we lost out on TV revenues and gate because we couldn't have fans in the stadium. The overall university was over $100 million, more like $150 million. But despite all of those financial difficulties and the very, very difficult decisions we made with our furlough plan that was not very popular, obviously, with our faculty and some of our employees. But I think in the long run, it saved us. It prevented having to have massive layoffs where other universities chose that route. We chose the difficult furlough path. And despite all of that, Bill, we just didn't survive last year. We're actually thriving here. Even our athletic teams, I think 13 or 14 of our 24 teams made it into the postseason play. Our women's basketball team was one shot away from beating Stanford and winning a national championship. So I think we were able to get through the year, as I said before, have commencement in person and hand every one of our graduates a diploma and celebrate the success. On the research side, our relationship with Banner Hospital has never been stronger. So we're actually thriving, and I'm so excited about this year, despite all the headwinds and challenges we have.
And you've got the largest incoming class ever, right?
That's right. the largest, most diverse, most accomplished class we've ever had in the history of the University of Arizona. And I'm so appreciative of all of the people who love the University of Arizona and our alumni who have donated in a time of need for the university. We've had some of the best years we've ever had at the university on the fundraising side as well. So, like I keep saying, we didn't just survive, we're thriving.
What about online? What kind of a component will that be?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a shift to more online, obviously. We've seen a growth in our online program, which only started a handful of years ago, but I'm very proud to report we're ranked number 7 in the country in online education. Arizona State was way out in front of us for years. They were leaders in this area, and they were ranked 6th by U.S. News and World Report, and we're ranked 7th now. So there's been a long history of online education here in Arizona, and I think you're going to see more and more of that as you are with in the commercial sector, people choosing to work at home and not coming back to the office, which I think destroys the culture of a place. And I'm just so glad we can offer the option of in-person teaching and learning at the University of Arizona and getting back to sporting events and the life of this university coming back to life again.
There's a whole new attitude around this Arizona football team. You got some greats that are part of the staff. We've got an opening home game coming up. I believe it is September the 11th against San Diego State. What will the protocol be at the stadium as far as COVID?
Yeah, well, I want to start with, I'm focused on that first game in Las Vegas,
right.
Labor Day weekend. It's one of the signature highlighted games of the opening of college football season. We'll be taking on the BYU Cougars in Raider Stadium in Las Vegas. And I'm calling on all Wildcats around the globe to descend on Las Vegas and make it Wildcat country. And I think Coach Fish is going to have a he has completely changed the culture of this program. As you mentioned, some of the greats like that are on the staff and others like Gronkowski and
Chuck Cecil, Ricky Hundley.
Ricky Hundley are two of my favorite people ever, and they are on the coaching staff. And Teddy Bruschi is helping Coach Fish. So I'm really excited about it. The protocols in the stadium. The good news, Bill, is it's outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of schools, certainly Oregon State, Oregon, are requiring that you show vaccination or a negative test before you go into their stadium. We're not to that point. But I was surprised to hear just today that LSU, I don't know if you've ever been to a Saturday night game in Tiger Stadium down in Baton Rouge.
I've seen it on TV, but I've never been there. I know that.
Oh,
yeah.
You've got to try it one day. It's incredible. But they're requiring vaccination to get into Tiger Stadium or a negative test. And I just heard that they're going to require it of all their students. So Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Missouri, they're really, really hurting. So it must be really bad for them to do that.
So overall, the picture as you get going here on this first week seems to be pretty darn optimistic, Dr. Robbins.
It is. You know, obviously, there are clearly going to be cases. I'm more confident because of what we went through last year. Our incident command system, our public health advisory team. We've got an incredible 2 medical schools, one in Phoenix, one here in Tucson. We've got an incredible College of Public Health, and we're all in this together, working hard to make it as safe as we possibly can. There will be cases. We've got isolation dorm rooms. I think we've got 4 students in isolation now. 3 of them are coming out today. So I think we're prepared. Now, Obviously, the hospitals are really suffering, and we follow because Banner is our close partner, and we're close to Tucson Medical Center and the other hospitals. So we watch those numbers very carefully, and we'll watch the number of cases we have on campus. And I hope that we can make it through and thrive again this year and continue to have in-person classes.
All right, Dr. Robbins, we'll look forward to seeing you again, hopefully in studio sometime. Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Robbins with us on the Buckmaster Show, and that will do it. On behalf of engineer producer John Couch, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon, everybody.